Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at
97.3. Oh, Alice 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Tuesday. 1 month from today. Winterland.
Oh, yeah.
30 days. December 4th at the Masonic, we're going to be hanging out with Alex Warren, Rob Thomas, and John Kay. We have tickets all this week. We'll have a pair for you at 9:05. And the tickets that we give away this week include a meet and greet with Rob Thomas. So be listening. 905, 1205, 505. We'll give you code words. You take them to RadioAlice.com. Get yourself in the running. This is the week you want to win. But the tickets are still on sale. So you can grab some. Get them before they're gone. You got 1 month, people.
It's going to be a fun night. We'd love to have you.
Absolutely. Death's coming three, Vin. Diane let this, I got to say, I stretched for the third, for sure. Diane Ladd died. That's Laura Dern's mom. And an incredible actress in her own right. She was Oscar nominated. She's dead at 89. Do you know the show Alice about the, with Flo? Kiss my grits.
Yeah, of course.
Male. That show, Children Gather Around, it was a sitcom many years ago.
You know, I know it still happens today, but probably in our culture, pop culture, socially, because there were so many less hit shows at that time, you didn't have to watch Alice to know Kiss My Grits, right, to know Mel, to
know. They were the early day memes.
And so, it became, people talked about it made the news, it was in the, so just so you know.
Right.
I didn't really watch Alice, but I'm very familiar.
So the show was based on a movie.
Oh.
And the person who originated the Flo character, she's a sassy waitress with a big high hairdo, was Diane Ladd.
Oh, yeah. I did not know that.
And she was nominated for that part. And it was such a big movie that they totally recast. She's not the woman who played Flo on TV, but she was the one who originated that.
That character, yeah, though, had Kiss My Grits?
Yes. In fact, a couple of her things here. Ellen Burstyn played Alice, the title character. She was the star, but they say that it was Diane Ladd who had the film's biggest laughs. Her lines like, kiss me where the sun don't shine, and I could lay under you, eat fried chicken, and do a crossword puzzle at the same time. That's how much you bother me. Which I had to reread twice to be like, does he bother her or not? I guess he doesn't. Yikes. And then they say equally effective were her exchanges where she softens, she befriends Alice.
She mentors her, like she's her mentor.
Right. She
gets
her through
it. Oh, you've
seen this
movie? Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, I mean, it's been forever.
What's it called again?
It's called Alice Doesn't Live Here Anymore.
Oh, I do not know this.
See, I'm with you. I did know that there had been a movie, but I certainly didn't know Diane Ladd, and I just assumed it was all the characters that went on to the TV show. I just didn't. So she was married.
But the lead character was the same in both?
No.
Oh. Ellen Burstyn is a movie.
All the cast
for
the TV show.
Right. Right. It came out in 1974. We were just babies. 1974. Mm-hmm.
I'm 69, so you know I was pretty young.
You were born in 69.
Yeah.
Oh,
sounded like you were saying you're 69.
I Oh, years old? No. Yeah. No, I meant I was born like, in 69. Well, you said 74.
I understand that less
in
than
reference
I understand
to the 74, I said 69.
Laying that's, under you
to
eat.
Me, you just wanted to say 69.
I feel like in context that was absolutely easy to understand, but okay, fine. I'm a perv.
69, dude.
Grow up.
Yeah, Ben. Anyway, Laura Dern, of course, put out a big statement, and you know, she was married to Bruce Dern. I remember when Bruce Dern died. Like,
it wasn't that long ago.
No, well, it was a while ago. Really? I don't know, but it was. But I remember thinking, oh man, and that's when I found out her mom was Diane Ladd, and I thought, no,
Nepo baby, one of the originals.
She's great though, Laura Dern.
Fantastic.
I love her in Big Little Lies. She is terrible in that third movie, the Star Wars movie. But all actors are terrible in Star Wars movies.
It's interesting to think about how many child actors suffer coming through that experience where you're a kid, but you're a star and you're making money. As a parent, if I had had a kid as a huge movie star, why wouldn't you try to get them that lifestyle and that life? Big paydays.
Especially if they have an aptitude and show
for different
interest.
Projects. Like, I think one of the coolest thing about being an actor is you get on a project, you do this role, and then that's done.
Mm-hmm.
And your next challenge is a whole new thing.
Right.
Like, that is so cool.
It is. And it actually goes back to what we were just talking about. Like, I love hearing about Isla and Edie and the stuff on stage, and we've got our own little stage nerd over here.
You were one too.
But what I'm saying, like, what if Bob was my daughter and she's going to get in a play? Like, of course, on that level, you'd be like, oh my God, it's the most amazing experience of all time. And even if it's just a high school experience and nothing comes of it, but if you're Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie and one of the kids is like, yeah, I'm going to be in this play. If they start doing that, they've got an aptitude for it. Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you support them?
The only reason you wouldn't is because you've seen how wrong it can go.
Mm. Well, and especially for kids.
There's a tear there for sure.
And kids of celebrities don't always fare well, whether they get into the business or not. Like, there's some real sad stories in Hollywood when it comes to that. Anyway, rest in peace, Diane Ladd. Who I think that if you were to look at pictures of her, you'd absolutely recognize her. She's one of those. She's like a character actor, really. She's one of those people that you see her face. And did you see a picture of her, Bob? You're so young.
Of Diane Ladd?
Yeah. Did you recognize her?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, she's at 89, you know. So what was she? 59 by the time you were born-ish. My God, I'm going to be 59 and 3 weeks or something. Ugh.
You don't look a day over 52.
Thanks. That's really nice of you to say. Dick Cheney died too.
RIP.
I know. She's so nice. She thinks that would make me feel better. You're supposed to say 32.
No, I know. I knew it wasn't going to make you feel better.
Actually, sadly it does. Dick Cheney, our former vice president, he is also passed. Dies at 84.
So that's the three?
That's two.
Oh, there's...
The only other one that I could find is this Grateful Dead singer. And I feel
we both were like, who's she?
Yeah.
Oh, so many people I know.
Oh, no.
Absolutely.
Well,
you
know a lot of deadheads.
I do. And there's a whole thread that I'm on where they were like, that era of the Dead is my favorite Dead. And I think, let me see if I can find it in a reasonable amount of time. I think it was 1977.
She was in the band from 72 to 79.
There you go. 77, I found it. 77 is my favorite Dead period. They were clicking, and Donna was a huge part of that.
Donna Jean Godshaw McKay.
Yep.
If I'm saying her name right. She was 78. And they do say her 60-year career included serving as a vocalist during the band's biggest years in the 70s and a stint as a Muscle Shoals session singer. So... rest in peace. So we'll make her our third.
Okay.
Unless somebody bigger comes along. But I figured, you know, it's San Francisco. It's the Bay Area.
People know her.
The ownership of the Grateful Dead is huge here.
I read that out of my phone. Trust me. The Deadheads know her and love her.
By the way, Bruce Dern is not dead.
Oh, what?
He's still alive. I got like 10 texts here telling us that. So
Bruce Dern is still alive?
That's what I'm hearing.
Wow. I am blown away.
Is he the guy in Little Miss Sunshine?
I don't know if he's an actor.
He's in Nebraska, isn't he?
He's in Nebraska.
Oh. What's Nebraska?
He's in The Hateful Eight.
Nebraska was with...
Is? Yeah. He's in a bunch of Tarantino movies.
Yeah.
Nebraska was with, I think, Will Forte. And it was a pretty, like, underground but well-received movie. I can't speak to it beyond that. I didn't see it.
I clearly have him mixed up with someone else. I didn't even think he was
he was dead.
Yeah, I thought he was dead. And I didn't even think he was an actor.
Oh.
I thought he was like some movie producer or something.
Oh.
Bruce Stern. Who am I thinking of?
There's a lot of other dead guys.
There are. There's so many dead guys. That's true. Good. I'm glad people wrote in. Thank you. I would have lost dead or alive on that round. That's for sure.
Me too.
Like Bruce Dern.
We were both like,
I remember when he died.
Wasn't that just last year?
Like, no, I think it was a while ago. This story's been floating around for a little while. Megan Thee Stallion's got a new roomie. Looks like she and Klay Thompson moved in together. They posted a picture, her hand coming in from one side with the keys to a house on it, and his hand and her gigantic nails,
mm-hmm.
and his hand coming in from the other side, meeting in the middle, and there's a house behind it.
It's so cute.
It's really cute.
It's so normy.
Do you have this as part of your story that his ex? Do you have the
no,
the ex,
no. Go ahead.
His ex before Megan Thee Stallion was like with him for a long time, and her whole thing was, can we please go public and just be like regular? And he never would. And so she's in the news going, I was with this guy forever. And he keeps me in the background and we never go public. He meets this lady and they're living together. I couldn't get him to confirm he was my boyfriend.
Truthfully, if I'm in that position, I don't say a word. That is nothing but a bad reflection on you, lady. In my humble opinion, sorry.
When you
about
know,
it.
You know. When you don't, you don't.
That's right.
That's out there in the background of the lovely story of these two.
Sorry to hear it.
Buying a house and building a life together.
That's got to really hurt. Like, that has got to be. You're with someone all that time. You really want to make it work. You're really into them, and they're clearly not that into you.
I don't know if it's the media at this point, but the lady that was with Travis Kelce before Taylor is also still chirping in the news.
She is.
Every thirsty girl.
What are you doing? Why don't you move on already? They're together at least a year at this point, right?
Oh, my God. I think it might even be 2 years.
Yeah. Like, what are you?
Like, it's over, lady.
I get it. You're...
Is her name Ashley? What's her
I don't
name?
Know. Doesn't matter.
Oh, doesn't. You're
She's
right.
irrelevant.
She
it's
is irrelevant.
It's how she gets likes, I guess. That must be her pursuit is...
Attention.
Find someone who will put a mic in, but it is a bad reflection.
How long were they together? Because he, Travis Kelce, we're talking about now, proposed on the fairly swift side.
Yeah, I don't know.
Nice.
Thank you. It's a lot of really cute pictures of Megan Thee Stallion and Klay Thompson together. They went official pretty quick. She was going to the games. Of course, the camera finds her.
Yes.
It has a hard time pulling off.
She's a huge star in her own right. So if she just went to a game not connected to him, the camera would find her.
Right.
And now
she's... Oh, my God. Look at that. By the way, she's in a see-through shirt in these. Would you like to come take a look?
Yeah. But I do follow her. She's hot.
Let me just zoom in there. Not hiding a lot.
Nope. See-through top.
Yeah. So it's like a half shirt.
White,
nothing underneath it. That's about a foot and a half of stomach right there.
Good look.
Looks good. All right, I'm totally out of time. What you got?
Oh, okay. Let's see. Hold on. Drunk guy falls out a window. What happens next
after these?
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
Amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Bad advice is back. We're taking it to the main show. We used to do bad advice all the time on our secret show, which was a filthy little thing.
It's fun.
It is.
We love it, and you'll love it as a listener. But also, if you're someone out there who's like, I have been wrestling with this privately, and maybe you looked to get a shrink and went, oh my gosh, they have a 3 month waiting list.
Yeah. No, we don't have that.
No.
I have one that I like for this week, but I really want people to send these in.
Yeah.
Like, and any problem. This is a way for four uninvested parties to turn your problem upside down. I felt like we nailed it the last couple weeks. So we're moving it to Fridays. So it's going to be Fridays at 7 a.m. And we would love to take on your problem. So no problem too big, no problem too small. You can give us as much detail as you want. You can stay completely anonymous if you want to just whine about somebody at work or whatever. But whatever your problem is, we'd love to have it. We have set up an email. It is badadvice973@gmail.com. Badadvice973. And it's advice is spelled with a C. For the lady who clearly tried five times to send it to bad advice.
Right. Yeah.
Badadvice973@gmail.com. And then listen Friday, 7 a.m. See if we solve your problem.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by ATCO Pest Control. The toughest pets, the ones you don't see. Drywood termites quietly damage your home. ATCO Pest Control makes termite control easy and lasting. Visit ATCOPestControl.com. Mention Sarah and Vinny. That's us.
Hi.
For 10% off this month at atcopestcontrol.com. Here's what's happening. First of all, look outside.
It was a really pretty sunrise, and it's...
How was that moon? Did you see the moon coming in?
The moon was gorgeous. Was awesome. That was so beautiful.
Big, bright, full moon through just a little thin bit of cloud layer.
Like a veil of
clouds. It looked killer.
It was beautiful.
The bright spot in my morning drive was just watching that. Hey, it's following me, but it was cool. I could keep seeing it. Anyway, the sun is up. We do have a storm on the way. So you'll see some sun and you'll see the clouds start to pile up. You'll see the wind pick up tonight and the rain is expected early Wednesday. And it's going to be a good soaking.
Okay.
Today's temp, mid-60s, and then we're into the storm cycle, they say.
Is that going to last a long time?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Nope. Today is also the day we vote.
Oh, yes.
So if you haven't, please do.
Mm. A lot of people mail in now, which is, it's so much more convenient. You can take your time and read the information. And
we didn't get it done, but I found my ballot and we're going to do it and then drop it off today.
There you go. Just get it postmarked today.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have a spot. Yeah, we have a.
Oh, a drop off.
A drop off nice. Spot where you just put it in the bin and it's on and you're done. Mm. Last night, the stupid Cowboys couldn't beat the team we needed them to beat. Typical Cowboys. They were at home, and the team in our division, Arizona, who doesn't have their starting quarterback, beat the Cowboys in Dallas. Stupid Cowboys. God. Anyway, 27-17 was last night's score. I do want to mention this, and I won't give the store itself a plug because, you know, we're in business here and we need them to pay for these kinds of things, but there's a pet store that was full-blown Christmas commercial last night on the game. And I went, oh, my goodness, it's already on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean,
the minute Halloween's over.
There wasn't just a little red and green. It was a full-blown Christmas ad for some pet store. And I just went, whoa, all right. That's the first one I've seen.
Mm. Christmas is starting to I got this text from, we have this huge text for John's side of the family. And I swear to God, there's so many people on it that there's numbers I don't even know who they are. And they just set up not even a Secret Santa, just a gift swap and a Zoom time.
Right?
No, okay. It's like, so we all get assigned people to buy for, and we're going to get bought for someone else. And I guess we're going to have a Zoom, like maybe on Christmas Day
or
something.
Does John run that?
No. It's one of John's sisters put the whole thing together. And I was just like, oh God. Four more things to do. Because you know I'm the one. I was like, I got what Sean's going to get for his uncle. I got my thing that I'm getting for my sister-in-law. And I said to John and Riley, I'm like, because they have their, John's nieces. He's like, I'm like, troll their Instagrams. See what they want. Like,
oh, just, that's smart.
Right? Just what are they into? What can you get them that will work? And tell me immediately so I can get this off my plate because I got to wrap it, mail it.
Is a pony too big?
Pony's too big. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
We have a $50 limit.
$50 limit. Yeah. You can't get a busted up pony for $50?
No, you can't.
Oh, that's too bad.
No.
Can you put in their Instagram to ChatGPT and say, hey, tell me what they want for Christmas?
Oh, I do not know.
I mean, it's something I would try.
What's a stolen pony go for?
They're free.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, well. Yeah. There
stolen
you go.
Stolen pony, yeah. So I should just go pick one up.
I don't know. I mean.
There's got to be a miniature horse farm around here. So it's got to be something like a male Vinny. Needs to be small.
Well, I'll ride it there. I mean, where's there?
The East Coast.
Ah.
Yeah.
All right.
I'd have to leave now.
That'd be a fun bit.
I'd probably have to carry that pony.
Oh, wait. Why can't you just send it on the Pony Express?
Oh, great idea. Oh, my God. That's a good one.
Here's what's happening. I guess we should start.
It's up to you. I don't know. You know what, guys? Christmas. I'm already feeling it. Woo!
A 28-year-old guy in Germany is facing charges after he got drunk at a bar, fell out a window, landed in the courtyard of a butcher shop next door, and then broke in and started eating.
Oh. So he was okay then? Sometimes drunk people are okay when they fall off things and
I actually,
they're so relaxed.
If he survived the fall, which it appears he did, he may not survive eating raw sausages. Like, there's no cooked food in a butcher shop.
Don't look at me. I would like to think that the meat there is fresh, though, and that you could eat it safely. It's a butcher shop. I'm going to buy that, cook that.
This happened at 10:45 at night. The cop showed up after he called from inside the butcher shop.
Oh.
He said he was hurt and didn't know where he was.
Oh.
No word on his injuries, but the ambulance got him to the hospital and doctors checked him out.
Don't worry, they got you to the hospital.
They said he ate two sausages from the fridge and there's no place in there for him to have cooked them.
Mm. Well, at least they were refrigerated. Don't worry, I got them out the fridge.
So you get cold trichinosis? I mean, what?
They adhere to safe food handling at the butcher shop, the abattoir.
All right, well, there's this guy's Wednesday night. Is trichinosis what you get from like raw pork?
Yes. Yeah. And but I think they've almost, I've heard that that's basically eradicated. That really you can't get, there's no more trichina worms or whatever they are.
So you can eat raw pork.
You know.
Without concern.
Do you remember how we used to like cook the out of pork?
Well, yeah. I mean, nobody likes pork chops for that reason.
Because they're cooked to death.
They're disgusting.
So in the last 10 years, I've been starting to get pink inside pork and looked it
so
up.
So far, so good.
So far, so I've lived. Like John used to really like cook. He does these pork loins in plum sauce. Oh my God. So amazing. And he would just cook them all the way through. So you'd need all the juices. And he has started to do, he does them medium. So they're a little bit pink.
Yeah. Someone make mine.
Well, you had one, I think, at that dinner we went to together. Didn't you get a
pork
chop?
Yeah, I had a chop, and it was pink on the inside.
Yeah.
They asked me how I wanted it cooked, and I was like, medium. And
yeah,
that's
they don't, I think that they've really relaxed the stringent. Okay. I mean, still, don't eat raw sausage. Don't do it. Yuck.
Don't fall out
because
a window.
Because it's gross. That's why.
And double fist sausages.
What are they doing?
Stupid pig. What are you doing?
My mom used to always give us.
I was so hungry, though.
A little piece of raw steak when she made steaks.
Well, steak.
And I turned out okay.
Yeah, steak. Honestly,
steak
people
feels different.
And you can order steak raw. Yeah. You can get tartare or whatever it's called. What is it called?
Tartare.
Oh, okay.
My mom's the best cook I know, and I don't like her pork chops because what growing up, I don't like any pork chops because growing up they were always overcooked, and you go, ugh.
Well, these days I find them thicker cut and people grill them. And apparently grilling it is the way. Like it kind of seals up the outside and they're, I know. I would never have bought pork chops, but my cousin came over and made us pork chops on our grill. And I was like, you've got to be kidding me. This is phenomenal.
I'll have to try a less than overcooked pork chop and
maybe.
I'll let you know.
Well, or don't. I mean, there's no need for you to do that, but.
No, I mean, I stick to the three basic meats.
And those are chicken, well, fowl.
Oh, okay.
Cow and pig.
Sorry, four basic meats. I have some fish sometimes,
too.
Oh,
yeah. Yes. I actually don't even consider fish to be meat. It's just delish. Because so many vegetarians
so
will
good.
Still eat it. Yeah.
Can't be meat.
Can't be meat. Delicious.
Okay. How about
it's
a fast
it's
back?
It's its own thing. Yes, I like fast facts.
Fast facts. The Pledge of Allegiance was originally created as a marketing scheme to help sell more flags to public schools.
No way. That is awesome.
Oh. Follow the money.
Oh my God.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. and a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The technology of smoke detectors was invented by accident. In the 1930s, a Swiss physicist named Walter Jaeger was trying to develop a sensor for detecting poisonous gas. His device wasn't registering gas at all, so out of frustration, he lit a smoke.
Oh.
And the smoke moved the meter on his gadget. He went...
So it's like just, you know, actual particulate. How funny.
I didn't do it, but I did do something.
Good job, yeah. Swiss physicist.
Yep. Smoke detectors.
And physicist. Thanks
out
for everything.
Out of frustration, he lights a cig, and next thing you know.
And now they're everywhere.
We're saved.
Yeah. That's funny.
More Americans died in the Civil War than any other war we fought in, about 625,000.
Wow.
Or 2% of the population of the time, they say here. Of course, that was America fighting America.
Yeah.
So.
Lot. That's big.
We killed each other, mm-hmm. And that's why the number's so
brother
high.
Fighting brother.
Right.
Mm. The Civil War. Let's not have another one of those, shall we?
Yeah, I'd like to think we're well beyond that, but you're right.
I like to think that too, Vinny.
Could be. Okay. You could fit every single planet between Earth and the moon and still have a few thousand miles to spare.
Oh, that's surprising. Because Jupiter's enormous.
Yeah.
I'm really surprised.
Well, Saturn's no, you know, slouch.
Right.
Right?
Well, yeah. Those rings, yeah.
And we love Uranus, so I mean.
Well, that is everyone's favorite
right.
planet. Yeah.
Small, though.
Yeah. No, I understand.
Oh, is it?
But in comparison to Jupiter,
right.
I bet you could fit about 25% of hazelnuts in.
Keep going.
My little rated G note worked this time.
Yep.
Finally.
Yeah.
Good job, man.
About 25% of hazelnuts in the world are used to make Nutella.
Oh.
What?
About 25% of hazelnuts in the world are used to make Nutella.
Nutella, I'm not surprised. That's so good.
It's awful.
I've never tasted it. And the only reason that it's come into my house through the kids, I guess, but I still haven't tasted it. But they eat it.
Oh,
actually, Isla doesn't eat it.
You should continue to not taste that.
Is it good?
It's beyond good. It is delicious.
What's it made? So it's nut. So it's like a peanut butter, but it's nut. It's hazelnut.
And it's got like there's a chocolate thing going on there too. It
is. Look at Maddie. He's got a sourpuss.
No, I think it's awful.
Oh.
Yeah. Don't give me that stuff.
You're crazy.
No.
You know what you'd like
it's got a weird.
Your acai bowl. It's really good.
Oh.
If you like a crappy tasting chocolate with some buttery mixed into it, it's
delicious.
Awful.
Don't listen to him.
Huh.
Yeah.
Just take a look.
You have some at your house right now? Or is it a kid thing?
My kids love Nutella. I seriously doubt I have any at my house right now. But only because I would sit and spoon it into my face hole. Like, just without stopping. So good.
Your face hole.
One of them.
That sounds obscene, but all right.
Good.
God.
It's very rated G.
800-400-3697. That's our text number. A guy named Maddie is on the show to read those to you.
All right.
Hey, from the 415. Growing up, our local butcher would give us cold, skinless Franks, hot dogs, to eat while my mom shopped.
Aren't
Bex on Odyssey.
Franks pre-cooked?
Hot dogs are pre-cooked. That's for sure.
Is that the same thing you think?
I don't think.
The Frankfurter?
Yeah.
A skinless Frank is like an old-fashioned hot dog.
Okay.
Everybody's saying, might have been 707. Might have been something like a summer sausage or salami that the guy was eating.
He doesn't even know his own name at this point, he's though. Whatever. So he ate whatever.
Yeah. I mean, I'm picturing like a soft, uncooked, skin wrapped sausage. But it could very well. They do their sausages there. Like everywhere you go, it's a beer garden. And what kind of sausage do you want?
I'm sure.
What do you want? I have all the sausages. Fine.
Have you ever seen what people in Tijuana, they walk out of the bars and they'll eat anything being served out there on the sidewalk?
There's a cart and it's got some kind of food
on
it.
There's zero concern for prep food handling or anything else.
You just have to assume they're going through enough of it that, of
course,
it's fresh.
I'll take three of those. What are those? I'll take them.
I don't even know what those are. Can I have some guac on that, please?
Have you guys ever had a street meat outside of a San Francisco concert?
Yeah.
They're so good.
What do you call it?
Street meat.
And what is it? What is it?
It's a big ass hot dog.
Yeah.
Wrapped with bacon?
Sometimes, yeah.
The last one I got was outside the SAP Center after the concert a couple years ago. After the
In San Jose?
In San Jose. Yeah, I walked on. They had a cart right there. And
you went.
And I was like,
John?
John, let's get a dog.
Oh, boy.
And it was one of those big fat.
And you both did it.
We split one because it was freaking huge.
They've saved my life on more than one occasion. Always there, always $10, always the same.
Delicious.
Excellent.
One time outside the Embarcadero Center, do you remember this? I bought a sausage as I was excited, something I was waiting around in town, and it had a chunk of bone in it. I cracked a tooth.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, it jammed up between two of my teeth and broke a big chunk off one of my teeth.
And you didn't quit meat for good right then?
No, but then it mattered to me more when you would say, oh no, tubes and oh no, things in meat. Like, I thought, yeah, he's not wrong. I feel like I told you that story.
You may have, but I got a tube and a taco and it ruined me for good for a long time.
The taco tube is disturbing because you're already like, what meat is that?
Well, I felt like I could trust them, but
you pulled it out.
Well, it had like a spongy consistency, and I went, okay, I won't be eating for at least 24 hours, but I'll certainly never eat at that restaurant or maybe meat ever again.
We are completely out of time, and I'm sure there are people who are yakking into their cereal bowls
right now.
Sorry,
everyone.
Is Wheel of Fortune too dirty for mom?
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is Free Range with Von Miller.
the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.